Hi, this is Jerry, Certified Credit Repair Specialist with the Credit Pros.
Hey Jerry, how's it going?
All right. Holding on
All
though.
right, what'd you say?
Hanging in there. Go ahead.
I was calling to see if you guys deal with a situation of mine. It's involving credit repair, but it's not like your regular disputes. I don't really have anything I need to dispute on my credit. I'm trying to get something added back to my credit that was removed. I have a Capital One account that was removed off of TransUnion. I didn't dispute for it to be removed, and Capital One is claiming that they don't have anything to do with it. They didn't request for it to be removed either. So I've been back and forth with TransUnion trying to get this thing added back, but my methods obviously aren't working. So I just
You
figured I'd
kidding?
call like a credit repair company to see if you guys deal with that particular type of,
Yes, we can definitely request for an item that has been removed be added back to the account. But was that added removed from the positive accounts or your negative accounts?
It's a positive account that was removed.
Okay, so we need to add that back onto your credit, right?
Yeah, dropped my TransUnion by like 30 points when they did remove it. So I was trying to get
Okay.
that added back, and they just keep sending me back the standard. They keep sending me back an automated response. It doesn't really seem like they're understanding what I'm asking them in my letters that I'm sending them. So.
Okay. So, from what I understand, you're calling to get an item that was currently removed added back to your positive accounts, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, for that, I would need to go ahead and request a soft copy of your Equifax credit summary so we can take an updated look at exactly what has been removed or what has been done to the credit report so we can go ahead and see if we can find it and add it back to your account. So
All right.
today I do have
But
the pleasure of
it
speaking.
was removed off the TransUnion though,
Well, we'll
but
be able to find
you still need that.
yes, we'll be
Okay.
able to find out. So I would need to go ahead and verify some information here with you that way I can get access to your credit report. So today, can you tell me I have the pleasure of speaking with person last name as it appears on your ID?
First name is Hosea. It's H as in home. O, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, A as in Apple. Last name, H as in home, A, L as in Larry, L as in Larry.
Hall. It's Jose. It's Hosea or A? Hosea.
No, Hose as in Edward, EA.
Okay, got it. Do you have a middle initial?
Yeah, A.
Okay. Now, your physical address would be?
7207 Northwest 84th Street, Tamarack, Florida, 33321.
33321.
Yeah.
It's Fort Lauderdale, Florida, right?
Yeah, Tamarack, Fort Lauderdale. It's kind of like the same.
Phone number 754-281-3147, right?
Yeah.
Do you have an email address?
Yeah, it's my first and last name, 1988 at gmail.com.
1988 at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, Jose. Now, to grant us access to your credit summary, we would need you to verify your social security number and date of birth for me in that order, please.
All right. And it will be a soft pull, right?
That is correct. Will not affect your credit score in any way.
All right. That's 589-72-9861. August 13th, 1988.
August 15th of 88.
Yeah, August 13th, 1988.
Perfect. So with your permission, I'm going to request a copy of your credit report. Now, I
All right.
would have to go over some authentication questions here with you. So these are questions that only you would know the answers to, okay?
All right.
So first question says, according to the following, which is the current or previous employer of yours? Would that be Faith
Oh.
Construction, Old Dominion, Freightline, Standard Pacific, or Light Star?
Old Dominion.
Correct. Which of the following is a license plate number that is associated to an automobile registered in your name? We have a list of four license plate numbers, so I'm gonna read them out to you. If any of these ring a bell, let me know, okay? The first one we have is N0314P. Second one, L5GTP.
That one.
Correct. And according to our records, you currently own, lease, or you have owned within the past year one of the following vehicles. Now, would this would be prior to March of 2018. Now, would this be a Ford Fairmont Futura, a Honda Civic Del Sol, a Chevrolet Cruze, or a Dodge Neon?
A cruise.
Correct. Now, which of the following represents the last four digits of your social, I mean, your social, of your cell phone number? Would that be 1497, 5967, 6016, or 0600, or none of the above?
That's what he said, the last four.
Of your cell
Yeah,
phone
that's
number,
none of the
yes.
above.
Correct. And okay, next. Actually, you said your credit score was what?
You said last year?
No, the la what was your credit score?
On which module?
Equifax.
Hold on. All right. It's sitting at 741 now, but that's because we
Okay.
took an 18-point drop. So it was at 759 prior.
Okay, so let me go ahead and verify that here with you real quick. Just bear with me and I'll be right back with you. Okay, I'm going to take a look at what has been removed from your account. See here. You said what account was the one that was cleared out from the positives?
Is Capital One Quicksilver account. Have two. I have a Capital One Walmart and a Capital One Quicksilver.
Okay. I see the Capital One Walmart. Let's see. Priority One, Space Coast Credit, Space Coast Credit, Space Coast Credit. Priority one, 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 members credit union, members credit, First Premier, Citizens One, Capital One Walmart, Ally Financial, Capital One, Navy Federal Credit Union, and Priority One Credit. These are the ones that are currently reporting on your credit report, right?
Yeah, but you just said the second Capital One, so I believe that should be it. It's not going to say Quicksilver. It's going to say Capital One.
This was opened June
But maybe.
6th of 2017, right?
Let me confirm. Was it open June 6th? What's the date? 2017.
Yes.
Hold on. Yep, June 6th, 2017. 5 years, 10 months.
Okay, so the one that was taken out, when was that one opened?
No, that's the one that was removed from TransUnion. It's still reporting on every other credit bureau except for
Okay, so this
TransUnion.
is the one you want
TransUnion removed it.
reported to TransUnion, right?
Yeah, I need that. Yeah, I need that back. Add it back.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and send a copy of this to TransUnion. That way they can see that this is actually on your report, so they can have it back added back to your account, okay?
Yeah, I actually tried that too, man. So hopefully you guys have better luck
Well,
than I did.
we do, well, that's what we specialize in, credit reporting and credit repairing. So we'll be able to get this account back to the
I have a letter also from Capital One stating that they are currently reporting that credit line to all the bureaus, including TransUnion. So, like, I have their confirmation that they're still reporting it, so it shouldn't have been removed. If you guys want that letter, I can get that letter to you guys.
Yes, we would need that letter so we can go ahead and prove to them that Capital One is reporting it to them. So there's no reason why it shouldn't be on their report. Now they have to add it back to your account.
Right.
So, yes, I do see the account that you want us to add back onto the account. And yes, I do see that you're also reporting one negative account as well.
That I think that is
Priority one credit.
yeah, that was I think that was like
January
a
28th of
missed payment, huh?
2019. Currently closed, reporting negative due to missed payments.
Right, yeah, I have a missed payment on that one.
Actually, it's reporting more than one
But
missed payment.
well, for that priority one.
Yes.
Wonder what that was exactly. Let me see.
Because I see here that you're missing more than one. So from, let's see. December 2021, actually from January of 2021 all the way up to January 2022 is reporting a missed payments.
January 2021 to 2022, a missed payment.
All of the year, like, is it, does that sound right? Because it's missing payment January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August,
Nah,
September, October,
nah,
November,
nah,
December.
some nah, no way. That'd be like
So
12 missed payments or something. Like,
that's correct. So this is incorrect information, right?
yeah, I don't see anything on my credit. Wait, are you looking on Equifax or TransUnion?
Equifax.
Let me see. All right, I'm on my Equifax now. Give me 1 second. 21 accounts. Because
This priority one opened January 28th of 2019. Currently closed.
it was open when?
2019.
2019. 2019 closed. Let me see. Oh, wow. Yeah, this won't even let me. Hold on. This won't even let me open that.
Sure, that's a whole year, but before that, on 2019, January, February, and March is reporting missing payments. And on 2020, March, June, July, August, September, October, and November are missed payments.
Yeah, no, I honestly don't have that many missed payments. I'm reflecting on my end from what I'm seeing. I don't know. What are you like? What are you? What software are you using to actually look at my credit? Is
Well,
it
we
like
work directly with the
identity?
credit bureaus, so we have a copy of what they're reporting on your report. So this is the updated information I have on your current credit report. So we do work with directly with them. That's why it doesn't affect you when we pull your credit score. So this is actually with Equifax. Now, Equifax is reporting one negative account, and that's priority one credit. That was established January 28th of 2019. So, payment history.
Let me go ahead.
Can you see your payment history on that account?
Well, I'm gonna log in. I think I'm gonna try to log into my actual Equifax account really quick and see if I can see it on my actual Equifax.
So we use the same system the three credit bureaus use. So this is currently what's being reported right now.
All right, credit report. I'm gonna read. All right, installment mortgage, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to find this thing because I literally, only reason I'm really shocked is because I had, I've been monitoring my credit for a very long time. I just had someone repair, like get rid of a few things, and I definitely didn't have like a 12 multiple different missed payments thrown on the account. So I'm trying to figure out how. Let me see if I can. I can't even.
So you're
This
using an
thing.
app, right?
Well, I'm on Equifax.com, trying to look at my
That's an
records
online
of my
inquiry.
installment
Okay.
accounts. Yeah, I'm trying to look at my actual. Trying to see if they'll show me my individual installment account so I can track what you're seeing and look at it.
If not, we can send you a copy so you can see what I'm seeing.
Yeah, just let me look into that on my end because
Go
I'm
ahead,
really
take your
concerned
time.
about adding this account. I'm really concerned about getting this Capital One added back to TransUnion over anything else. If that is like an issue that I have ongoing, then I'll address that like later probably. I kind of want to get this account added back as soon as like I want to get started on that as soon as I can possible.
Okay, well, we would be able to do that for you. Now, let's see here. So that would be just adding that positive account back to the, well, your Experian, right, is the one that was erased from?
TransUnion.
TransUnion, okay, TransUnion. Let me go ahead and send a request here real quick. Now, you do know that would have a cost, right? Because that's a service that we do. Now that would run you at least $12.95 to go ahead and get that done.
$1,295.
No, $12.90. No,
I was gonna say, what
well,
the
that's
heck are you?
way too much. Come on, no,
I'm
just
like,
$12.95. So
whoa.
that's gonna be this. So we can go ahead and get these distributed and request for that item to be added back to your TransUnion account. I do have a copy of it right here, like I mentioned. And once while we're at it, we can also dispute this negative item that's showing up on your account because you're telling me that you have, that's not correct reporting, right? So you don't have that many missed payments, right?
No way. Like I'm still baffled that you see that because like I said, I went
Okay.
through some a couple credit repair people. And I never saw that many. They never like, you know, when I did the total out to pay them to do it, like they listed all the negative things, and I didn't have like 12 negative missed payments like just showing up on any of their end. So it was kind of like odd, like this blindsiding
This
me right
is
now. I'm trying to figure out where the hell it
okay.
came from.
Don't worry, we'll be able to send you a copy of this information right now if you'd like. So like I mentioned, that would be $12.95 today. Now we'll be sending you a copy of this information that you see here, that I see, like, so that way you can see it for yourself. You know, it has your information on it. You know, it's your name, date, address, all that.
You're going to send
It
it to
is.
my email right now?
That is correct.
There, let me see it.
So let's see here. No, that's going to be. Okay, so that was the. Okay, perfect. So, Equifax positive accounts. That's the Capital One from June 6, 2017, which has a $10 balance, right?
As of now, it should have one, but yeah, it should have a $10 balance at the moment.
Yeah, so this is the one that you want added back to your account, right? Just
Yeah.
TransUnion. Let me go ahead and copy this. File a report. Yes. Request. Okay, TransUnion request. Now we're also going to request a copy of what they're reporting. That way we know exactly what they have on their report, so we can have the exact same things. Now, if there's missing anything that we have, we will make sure that they report it as well, okay?
Right, if it's missing anything about my credit report.
Yes, we got to make sure everything is accurate. So we do have to confirm that with them. So we would ask them to send us a copy so we can confirm everything and make sure everything's accurate, okay? As well as adding that one account back to your TransUnion positive accounts. We just need to make sure that everything else is correct.
All right.
So with Experian has, you have no issues, right? Everything reporting correctly?
Yeah, I don't see any mishaps with Experian.
Okay, so it's just
Unless like
TransUnion.
there's another 12 missed payments on the Experian or something like that. I'm just waiting to see that so I can determine whether I'm gonna do something about it.
Okay, so you will be receiving a copy here. So the request has been set up. Like I mentioned, that does have a price and would cost you $12.95. Now, would you be covering that with the Visa, debit, credit, Master?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's going to be a Visa. But I'm trying to see. I might add on the disputes for the missed payments. I just want to see first before I can add it on. You know what I mean? Instead of just, you're going to charge me right now for the $12.95.
Yes, and that's the only way I'll be able to actually send you that. Once you do that, right, you get your whole information, your information from the bureaus, all the reports, you will be getting them once you process the 1295.
All right, but how much would it be to dispute the missed
Well,
payments? Is it all included?
yes. Like I mentioned, we might as well just dispute it at once for the same price, right?
Right. Is that going to be $12.95 a month?
No, just $12.95, so we can go ahead and get that distributed today. Now, because it's only one item, so why would it be a monthly fee, right? So, it doesn't take long to set that
Right.
up.
That's why. Well, I'm just asking because I know most. I
Yes,
dealt with Lexington Law,
correct.
and they do it monthly, so I was
Oh,
just trying to
tell me
figure
about
out.
them. Lexington Law right now is currently going under a huge lawsuit, so we know who exactly who they are.
Yeah. All right,
Yes.
you ready?
Just bear with me. I'm getting everything ready for you.
All right.
Darn computer's super slow. Just bear with me, okay?
All right.
Okay, you said it was going to be with Well, it's going to be with a Visa Debit Credit Master.
Visa.
Get ready when you're ready.
All right. It's 400-222-4-9247-3550.
Expiration date.
0226.
And the CVV in the back.
491.
Okay, now before I process your payment, I'm going to go ahead and read to you our credit card disclosure, which basically says we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of just $12.95 to be charged today. Now, standard procedures dictates that cards resulting in decline will be subject to reattempt. Okay, we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Now, any questions or concerns before I process your payment?
Yeah, I just want to be sure
Yep. Yeah, you will
that
be getting a copy of everything, and we already have, like I mentioned, I set everything up so they can go ahead and, well, first we're gonna see why they cleared it off from their account. So they should have that reported, and we're gonna make sure that they do add it back to your account, as well as that negative item
TransUnion,
we're all
right?
TransUnion. That's correct. As well as that negative item
All
that's
right.
currently reporting here, we're also gonna go ahead and get that disputed, okay? Because of the false
All right.
reporting of the missing payments.
All right.
So once the payment is processed, you will be receiving a copy of the report via text message or email, okay?
All right.
Let me know when you receive that, okay?
You guys don't do any disputing over the weekend, right? On that Monday to
No, we
Friday thing?
do it. We do it every day. We're open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
I'm just
So,
waiting for it to come through. Can you confirm my email?
Yes, just bear with me. It's still processing right now. Just waiting for it to process. Okay, continue. Now, once it processes, do I would need to go ahead and to transfer over to ACE? That way we can confirm that I put in the exact information that you want me to add back to your TransUnion account, okay? So just to make sure that we have everything
Say that
correct.
again.
To confirm that I did exactly what you wanted me to do, I would need you to confirm that with our automated credit advisor, ACE, because I sent the request for the Capital One, well, that one account to be added back to TransUnion, right? So ACE has to
Yeah.
verify it with you to make sure that that's what you actually wanted to do, right? Now, that'll take no more than 2 minutes, okay? And it's really important that you do listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up, okay?
All right.
But just bear with me and I'll go ahead and transfer you over so you can go ahead and verify the items that you want added and the ones you want these cleared out, right? Like that negative item that I mentioned. So just bear with me here with a quick
All right.
second. You will be getting back to me in a few short seconds, okay?
All right.